Some feast days we just celebrate, others we wait for all year long. For Padre Pio, Christmas was definitely the latter. Stay tuned to hear the insights.
Ave omnis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Now let's dive into today's story. As we continue through this beautiful Christmas season, I'd like to share with you something very close to Padre Pio's heart: his deep love for Christmas. Now, of course, Padre Pio understood, as we all do, that Easter is the greatest feast of the church. But Christmas was the day that truly filled his heart. It was, for him, the most beautiful day of the year. One witness to this love and excitement was Father Ignazio da Lelsi, the guardian of the convent at San Giovanni Rotondo. On December 24, 1923, when Padre Pio was 36 years old, Father Ignazio wrote in his diary, "It is unnecessary to say with what passion Padre Pio celebrates Christmas. He thinks about it all the time. He counts the days to go from one Christmas to the next. It is enough for him to hear a Christmas carol or a lullaby, and his spirit soars. The baby Jesus holds a special attraction for him. To look at him, you'd think he were in ecstasy." Now, this special devotion to the baby Jesus goes even deeper. There are several accounts from witnesses who testified to seeing the actual baby Jesus in Padre Pio's arms. And they were not talking about the porcelain statue he would so delightfully carry on Christmas Eve, as seen in this photograph. They mean they saw a living, glowing child in his arms. But before we get to those incredible testimonies, a little background from Padre Pio's biographer Renzo Allegri helps set the stage. You see, the midnight Christmas Mass was a solemn Mass, so the guardian of the convent traditionally had the privilege of celebrating it. However, knowing how much Padre Pio loved Christmas, every successive guardian would give the honor to him. And every year, it was a celebration that left a profound impression on those fortunate enough to attend. Keep in mind, reaching the church in those days was not easy. In the 1920s and 30s, the road was a rocky mule path, often covered in winter snow and ice. Yet, people still made the trip just to be there. And the Mass itself was long, sometimes only finishing at 5 o'clock in the morning. Can you imagine something like that happening today? And before the Mass began, as the people arrived, they noticed Padre Pio's face, already full of joy that seemed to come from somewhere beyond this world. One of his spiritual daughters, Lucia Iadanza, recalls something extraordinary that took place on Christmas Eve in 1922. The friars had brought an enormous brazier into the sacristy, and many people were standing around it to keep warm. We were reciting the rosary while waiting for the Mass. Padre Pio was praying with us. All of a sudden, in an aura of light, I saw the baby Jesus appear in his arms. Padre Pio was transfigured, his eyes gazing upon the glowing child in his arms, his face transformed by an astonished smile. When the vision faded, Padre Pio realized that I had seen everything. He approached me and told me not to mention it to anyone. Well, it seems that an experience that profound is simply too big to keep to oneself. And Lucia wasn't the only one. A witness to a similar experience was Father Raffaele da Sant'Elia, who lived in the cell next to Padre Pio for 35 years. He shares, "I had gotten up to go to the church for the midnight Mass of 1924. The corridor was large and dark, and the only illumination was the flame of a small oil lamp. Through the shadows, I could see that Padre Pio II was making his way to the church. He had left his room and was making his way slowly along the corridor. I realized he was surrounded by a band of light. I took a better look and saw that he had the baby Jesus in his arms. I just stood there transfixed in the doorway of my room and fell to my knees. Padre Pio passed by all aglow. He didn't even notice I was there. And with that, our stories conclude. Now, I don't know about you, but these anecdotes sincerely inspire me to appreciate Christmas for its real reason. Sure, gifts are nice and fun, sometimes even useful, but Padre Pio reminds us that the biggest gift is the one God gave to us, His only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the true gift we celebrate, our Lord's birthday. So with that being said, I wish you all a happy remainder of the Christmas season and a grace-filled new year. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.